This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Leaving home to outrun a hurricane is nerve-wracking. Being rescued after the storm is traumatic. Some folks who came to North Texas in the wake of Hurricane Harvey have mental or physical challenges, which can make evacuation even more complicated. One evacuee is trying to hold on to her independence and start over. The hum of the television is inescapable in this two-story, five-bedroom house. After all, eight adults live in this group home, and they're keen to keep up with the news. The house is located in Glen Heights, about 20 miles south of Dallas. Everyone who lives here needs extra help, but must be able to get around, bathe on their own, and manage their medication. 52-year-old Felicia Rush has a room on the ground floor.
I'm just glad to be living here, have extra friends sit around and talk to. I don't have to be in an apartment alone by myself, and I'm glad of that.
Rush used to live alone, in a garage apartment in Beaumont. It wasn't in great shape, and Rush has a lot of health problems. Heart disease, diabetes, a bad back and knees. She weighs about 470 pounds, so getting up and down the stairs was a real challenge. When Hurricane Harvey hit back in August, she was terrified.
I called 911, asked them, could somebody come and help me? I was too afraid, and the dispatcher told me she didn't know when the lights would come back on. And so she sent the Red Cross and the police and the fire department out to get me out because I was upstairs in a raggedy apartment, the steps and everything. I like to fail so many times. So they came and helped towing me out.
Rush had been in that apartment for 2.5 days before help arrived. It was too rainy for her to walk anywhere, so she just sat in the dark, all by herself.
And the smell of sewage and all that, and frogs and lizards coming through the little cracks in the house. I was too afraid of a snake or something come up through the toilet or anything.
Rescuers took her to the Beaumont Civic Center with a few sets of clothes and her walker. Then on to Dallas, where she spent 5 days at the mega shelter set up in the convention center downtown. She says it wasn't a great fit for someone with disabilities.
Sleeping on these hard cots, and I was so heavy, hurting so bad I had to sit up in a chair many nights and sleep and all that. And I had to have people take me to the bathroom and a big wheelchair.
So Rush was moved to Millbrook Healthcare and Rehabilitation in Lancaster. During her 3-month stay there, she was well cared for and had everything she needed, except independence. That's why she was so eager to move into the group home in early December. Rush says the caretaker there is really supportive.
3 good meals a day and looking out for me, go to the store, get extra things I may need. Don't try to rip us off. She's giving her money, buying extra things for the house and for us.
Cynthia Pullen is that caretaker. She owns the house and lives there, cooks all the meals, runs to the store and the pharmacy, and coordinates doctor's visits and physical therapy. She bought each resident 3 Christmas gifts and sets her alarm every night to check on them.
At 2, 3, 4 in the morning, checking everybody, making sure everybody's still asleep. And there's no skilled care here. It's strictly a group home.
And while it's not a residential care facility, Pullen's background is in nursing, so she knows what her residents need. For Felicia Rush to be really comfortable, it's going to mean getting some medical gear.
Her equipment that I need for her so very desperately is a hospital bed. Majorly, a table to go across so she can eat. She needs a bedside commode that fits her body. And she also needs a wheelchair.
Rush has been in the group home for a month now. She's seen a doctor, but she's still waiting on all that medical equipment. Cynthia Pullen says she can get around with her walker, but it's in bad shape. So outings are out of the question.
It is totally tore up. She has to really watch how she walks with it, or else it'll crack on her.
Rush is on disability and gets about $750 a month. The group home takes 85% of that for room and board, which leaves just over $100 a month in her pocket. So buying medical gear on her own isn't really an option. She says being low income and disabled means learning to go without.
I just couldn't afford a lot of things, you know, that's why I decided to let it go. Just skip it, doing the best I can do with it. Yes, ma'am.
The last decade has been tough for Rush. She lost her mom in 2006 and never really bounced back. She says she put on more than 100 pounds after her mom died and moved around the country, staying with family and in and out of homeless shelters before landing in Beaumont. After Hurricane Harvey hit, leaving that rickety garage apartment was easy.
Bills were just running too high and I just couldn't afford it like that. And I'd just sit around and cry a lot, eating myself to death and all that, couldn't all get out of the house, didn't have nothing to do and stuff, and I just wanted better.
While her current situation isn't ideal, she says it's definitely better. She's still waiting on that hospital bed and power wheelchair so she can sleep more soundly and leave the house. She's not scared that she's going to fall down the stairs, though. And perhaps most importantly, she's not alone.
I have friends to talk to. I enjoy Miss Cynthia. I enjoy our little grandchildren coming around and speaking to me. I'm glad I have still have somebody here, somewhat family. I enjoy living here. I really do.
Felicia Rush didn't have a lot of choices when the storm forced her from her home and pushed her somewhere new. So she's grateful to be warm, dry, and among friends. Courtney Collins, KERA News.